This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh boy, what a time to be a sports fan. Let's check in with Tom Ackerman.
The great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's, reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Ryan. What's up, buddy?
Well, March Madness college basketball tournament is really one of the greatest sports traditions out there, isn't it?
It is great. I mean, there's no question. It's even better when you have your team involved in it. But even so, they just do such a great job with it. You know, I could tell you that the regular season of college basketball is awesome. There's nothing like playing in your own venue, and you see some of these historic venues and the crowds and the student section. It's great, great basketball. I've always preferred college basketball over NBA. I think just the excitement, the pageantry, the mistakes that are made out there, like it's not perfect, but they all, you know, give their all, and there's so much emotion and all of that stuff. But in the NCAA tournament, it's how good can you be under the spotlight? There are no home court advantages for the most part. You just are on a neutral floor, and let's see how good you are. And a lot of times, those really good teams that don't have the protection of playing in their own arena have to go out on the road, and they play these smaller schools, and they get beat. And that's what makes it special, is you get some of those teams that'll sneak in there. I think it's awesome. I cannot wait for this thing to start.
Yeah, you really get the opportunity for 10 upsets a day. That's what it seems like, which makes things exciting if you're just watching it to see what happens, or you just enjoy the competition and you really don't know much about any of these programs. Do you have a prediction, a winner that you're going to be filling out on your bracket this year?
I haven't filled it out yet, but I've already kind of taken a look to see who I like. I think out in the East, I'm kind of leaning Alabama, but I think I'm going to go, this will surprise people, but the team that's hot is usually who I go with, and I think Wisconsin is playing out of their mind right now. I mean, they have an incredible offense. They're very, very disciplined, and I think they could be a problem for Alabama. They are the 3 seed in the East. In the South, these would be Final Four teams that I'm kind of playing with, but I'm probably going to write down. In the South, I can't deny Auburn. They're the number one team. And what kind of is exciting if I'm an Auburn fan is that they've not been good going into the tournament. That usually means they'll have a bit of an axe to grind. They've lost 3 of 4 going into the tournament. I think they will be completely focused, and I feel sorry for anyone who's going to get in their way here early. In the West, Florida's the number one seed, but I have my eye on the number 2, St. John's. St. John's, with Rick Pitino, one of the greatest to ever do it, is playing at an unbelievable level. If you play St. John's, you better be ready for 40 minutes of relentless front court and back court defense. They play the full court on you, And I think they're going to be a problem for anyone that gets in their way. And then in the Midwest, that one's a little tougher. And I think there are five or six teams that could make a run in that group that are very, very good. I think Houston, the number one seed, would be an easy pick. But I don't think they're going to come out of that. And so, you know, just at first glance here, I think even Illinois could be, because Illinois is a six, but they're unpredictable. And when they are good, they're great. Like, they'll demolish anybody in their path. I'm tempted to pick Illinois as a surprise. And the reason being is that it's the Midwest region. So if they can squeeze through two rounds and get to the Sweet 16, they're going to have a massive fan base there waiting for them. I think they got a really good draw. So I guess I'll just go out right now and just say Illinois. I may circle back to that. But Houston, Tennessee, Kentucky, let's see, who's the four? Purdue, five is Clemson.
Well, and SIU, SIUE is playing Houston for like right out of the gate. I think that game is Thursday. So, I mean, I love a good upset. I'm not holding my breath on SIUE beating Houston, but how cool of an upset would that be?
It would be great. I mean, they're going to get killed.
I know.
That's okay. I mean, it's all right. Because, I mean, SIUE has had a great run to this point. I'm really excited. You know, it's kind of a funny little quirk of that game is it's the Cougars against the Cougars.
Houston Cougars and
SIUE Cougars. But, you know, SIUE has gotten this far. It's happened before. I mean, my friend Nate Dixon was on the staff of UMBC, and I was texting with him before the game when they played Virginia. They were a 16 seed against the one, and they beat them. They were the first 16 to ever beat a one.
Wow.
It can happen, but I don't see it here. Houston is like a nightmare. I mean, they have a very, very good coach in Kelvin Sampson, and they just sort of physically pound you. I think that they're too tough of a matchup for SIUE. If it was a team that maybe played a little looser than them, I might see it, but not here.
Yep. Can I say, too, in the NHL, one of the big things I've seen in recent years is just how competitive that last two spots for the playoffs have been in both conferences for that wild card. It's an, you know, the idea of a wild card is strange. Growing up, you know, they never really had that in the NHL. So it's, to me, it's at least a modern thing. So to see the competition of people fighting for those last couple of spots, it makes it so exciting down the stretch. And the Blues have a chance here. And they really, after a win like yesterday, given some hope.
The Blues over the last 12 games are playing like the best team in hockey. And they took a bad loss at Pittsburgh. That's a game they should have won. But now that's because I expect them to win every game. I mean, the way that they play, they scored seven goals last night. I mean, the Jordan Kyrou had a hat trick the other night. I mean, this team is scary if they get in because they have a goaltender who knows how to give them a run. They need to stay healthy, obviously. But I like the Blues team a lot. Great win last night, 7-2 over Anaheim. And, you know, they're tied for a wild card spot at the moment with Vancouver. There's a lot of hockey left to go, but that also means that they could push their way through there. And, boy, do they need it. I mean, this is too good of a franchise, too good of a hockey town to be out of the playoffs. I did not expect them to be a Stanley Cup contender this year, but I thought they could kind of get in there as a wild card, and I think that's still true.
And I know you're down in Florida. How do the Cardinals look so far?
You know, they look like the same team as last year, to be honest. And I know that's not going to excite a lot of people, but they have many of the same names. One of the things that I wish they would do is let some of these young guys make the team, like Victor Scott making center field, I think would be exciting for fans. Scott is an exciting player. He steals bases. He is a good. He's hit like crazy down here. He's a good fielder. The problem is he's not as good of a fielder as Michael Cianni, and he's not as. I think the team is more comfortable with Michael Cianni. I think the team is more comfortable with Steven Matz, you know, in their rotation because it's a known commodity. Even though he's gotten hurt a lot, if it were me, I would go the opposite. If you're ever going to take a gamble, why not do it right now? You said you're trying to build for the future. Let's see Michael McGreevy make this rotation. Let's see Matthew Liberatore make this rotation. Both guys have pitched like crazy down here and looked awesome. But I think the Cardinals will probably be more conservative to start, and then you'll see those players later. It's not a bad Cardinals team by any means. It's not a great Cardinals team. It's just a team that – is sort of where they were last year. I hope that they surprise. I think opening day tickets are starting to sell a lot better. I've seen a major uptick for March 27th. I think people let it sneak up on them a little bit. We're 10 days away. So that should be a good crowd. I'm just talking about after that. They need to have a really good April, I think, to get people through the turnstiles.
All right, let's see a Tom Ackerman in that rotation. Thanks for joining us live this morning. I know with the demand of spring training and all the other work you do, I got to tell you, just being able to spend a couple minutes here, it's always a nice thing to start the week. Thank you so much.
Well, buddy, I appreciate that. And Kim, let me tell you, your Missouri Tigers got a bad draw. Drake is going to be tough to beat, but we'll see.
I'm hoping. You know, we've gotten knocked out in the first round before, and it's just sad. So I'm hoping we can at least beat Drake. But I like Drake, so I guess I'd be happy with either.
Yeah, you know, I feel the same way, although I grew up a Tiger fan. I did credential myself for the Final Four just in case Missouri gets there. I think that would be an amazing story, but they have a tough road in front of them. Thank you so much, guys.
Tom Ackerman, KMOX Sports Director, thank you. And lots of sports action. A lot of people are going to be watching the tournament. It's hard to turn around these brackets so quick. Like I'm going to get, I'm sure, the email today at work. Oh, fill out the brackets for the fun league that we have in. I don't even know what the winner gets. They might get a gift certificate to McDonald's or something, but still, it's
here's your
it's
$5.
Worth work. Yes,
something off the dollar menu.
Well, it starts tomorrow.
Well, because you have the first four tomorrow and Wednesday, and then round one starts. The first round is Thursday.
Yeah,
all of the first round.
And so first four, so Texas Xavier plays Wednesday, that matchup, and that's going to determine who Illinois plays, six seed Illinois. So these first four games, I mean, you really have to get on the bracket really today.
Yeah, and I want to say in the past, I remember having a couple days. I don't remember this one-day turnaround stuff. Like, this seems new to me.
They used to play the first four. Well, first, they never had the first four. Mm-hmm. And then they used to play them all on Wednesday. And now they've spread them out. So now there's basketball every day.
That's right. We have one more segment left. I'm Ryan Recker filling in for the Mark Cox Morning Show, 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.